Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so do enjoy those on us. And it is a brand new website, by the way. We've been consistently squashing some of the bugs that have been popping up here and there over time. Mark, you caught one on the affiliates page today where it wasn't sorting, but now that's fixed. And so our team is on the job. If you spot any bugs at freetalklive.com, please just go to bugs.freetalklive.com and post a message reporting it. It'd be much appreciated.
The new website's very exciting because anybody can go there and put a news item up, and then people can vote it up or vote it down as to what we sort of talk about on the air. And you know, we still got the training wheels on it, but I think it's gonna be great, and I think it's gonna drive a lot of people to the site, and I think that once they experience it, they're gonna really enjoy it.
I hope so. We're gonna continue here and take your phone calls about anything. Of course, just wanted to mention that it is still in beta, and appreciate all of your help reporting the bugs. So last night I mentioned that there was some good news out of Montana, and I like to give good news when we come across it. It's hard to come across good news these days, as far from the liberty perspective, because, well, the state continues getting larger and more intrusive and more oppressive over time. Wherever there is something worth talking about, we'll do it. Helena, Montana. According to the Associated Press, the state Supreme Court said Thursday that nothing in state law prevents patients from seeking physician-assisted suicide, making Montana the third state that will allow the procedure. Patients and doctors have been waiting for the state's high court to step in after a lower court decided a year ago that constitutional rights to privacy and dignity protect the right to die. The Montana Supreme Court opinion will now give doctors in the state the freedom to prescribe the necessary drugs to mentally competent, terminally ill patients without fear of being prosecuted, said advocates. Steve Johnson, a 72-year-old Helena cancer patient, welcomed the decision, saying he has talked with his doctor about ending his life. I'm very concerned about the intense pain and loss of dignity, the lifelong rancher and veterinarian said at a news conference at the Capitol. I've accepted my death. I approach the end of my life with a clear mind. The Supreme Court decided not to determine whether the Montana Constitution guarantees the right to assisted suicide. Instead, it said nothing in state law or the court's precedent indicated that it was against public policy and pointed to laws giving patients rights to make crucial decisions as a justification for legalizing the assistance. Oregon and Washington State allow assisted suicides for terminally ill patients, with Oregon adopting the nation's first death with dignity law in 1997. So this is kind of an interesting decision in that it's basically the Supreme Court in Montana saying, well, there's nothing that should there's nothing we're going to do that will stop you. They didn't pass a law specifically saying you can do this. It's just there is no law preventing you from doing it. Our agents are going to leave you alone. If this is what you and your doctor decide that you want to do, we're going to stay out of it. And isn't that what government should do? Is stay the hell out of your personal decisions and your personal life and your business life and stay the hell out? Montana definitely deserves some appreciation for this one. This is a great decision.
I agree. I mean, so. I'm amazed, but I agree.
Now, I know that there's been a proposal of something similar here in New Hampshire, but I think it might actually involve creating a law. But how cool is it that they can just have assisted suicide without having to have a law to go along with it? Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you.
I mean, the reason they don't have to have a law to go along with it is that the highest court in the state of Montana said that they don't.
So it's kind of like creating law when they say that?
It's creating case precedent? Law, which is it's pretty close. And I think that I can understand why people would want a law passed or a Supreme Court to give a ruling on this issue because
they're scared.
Right. And if you're a doctor, could it be considered malpractice if you're assisting, you know, in this procedure? I think it creates, you know, a lot of gray areas, even if the courts kind of say, we'll leave you alone. But unless they make a ruling saying, no, there's no law against assisted suicide, and make a clear-cut ruling showing that you're not going to be gone after for assisting it with this, I can understand why doctors wouldn't want to risk their licenses in a possible jail term.
Absolutely. Yeah, people are frightened of what the consequences might be, and now they can do it safely. And so people that want to get themselves assisted to die can now just fly to Montana instead of having to go all the way over to the West Coast if they're coming from the East Coast. Hopefully New Hampshire will be the first state on the East Coast to legalize the practice, because it makes sense. Why would anybody be against one being able to end one's own life?
Well, I've heard some of the reasons.
What are some of the reasons? I would like to know.
Only God gets to decide when you get to die. That's one of the most common objections.
Ludicrous.
Good old God.
And even if you're, you know, the rest of your life, the next 2 months, 3 months, whatever time you may have left, if you're terminally ill with, say, cancer, some people will make the argument that it's still improper for you to take your own life because human life is that valuable, and suffering through vomiting and wasting away is better than killing yourself and not
so
feeling
absurd.
Well, which I think, I think it's absurd, but those are some of the arguments I've heard made.
Are there people that say that and are not religious? Because it seems to be kind of a religious-based thing, like the first one you mentioned with the, oh, God says you need to, you know, suffer, basically.
I've heard people not I've heard people not liking the idea of physicians having the power to kill.
Yeah. Not liking the idea of it.
Right.
I'm sure there's there are secular arguments against it, and I'm sure that there are secular people who wouldn't consider themselves religious, mm-hmm. who object to the idea of assisted suicide or suicide period, even to relieve suffering. But I don't think there's many of them. I think most of the arguments are moralist arguments. They're very deeply flawed morals at the basis of those arguments, or religious arguments. So I think that's generally where people are coming from when they say, no, you shouldn't be able to decide to end your own life.
Are you out there tonight, those of you that think that one should not be able to decide to end one's own life? Would love to hear from you. Why do you believe that? 800-259-9231.
Yeah, I think it's one of those issues that really cuts to the core of whether somebody believes that individuals own themselves or
absolutely.
Not. Whether it's actually your life or whether you're just kind of taking care of that body that you happen to have for God or for the state or for whoever else it is that really owns
it. But if you're taking care of it for God, you're not really taking care of it for God. You're taking care of it for the person's interpretation who is going to be interpreting what God's word is. Because God, unfortunately, hasn't been real clear, at least not to my understanding, as to what his word is. And therefore, it's essentially up to, in this case, the majority or the loudest, nastiest, most lobbying minority, whatever, as to what God's word is. And that's not where I want God's word to be. Because if that's the way it was, Christianity would have never existed in the first place, because they were a minority religion at one point.
Yeah, I'm sure there are people out there who consider themselves Christians who are okay with this practice. Who
sure.
think that it's perfectly acceptable for somebody who's dying of a terminal illness that's probably very painful for them to end their own life.
What would Jesus do? I mean, would Jesus demand that somebody stay in pain and suffering?
He would heal them.
Well, he could. Or maybe he'd put them out.
I don't see any evidence of that.
No?
No.
Well, how do you know?
Because I've read the Bible.
Oh, okay.
Then you ask what Jesus did.
But even if somebody is really, really, really old, Jesus would heal them, because they're just going to break themselves again.
He's freaking
like, when
God,
they walk
dude,
out
he
their
can
room.
Do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
He did let a lot of people die. I mean, he did save, cure some lepers, according to the biblical account. And there's probably some people he arguably saved, but there were a lot of other people who were sick, one could assume, at the same time period, who he did nothing to help. So
right, they didn't write those down.
He might just do nothing.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything. I just think it's so sad that here we are in the 21st century, and only three out of 50 states allow legal suicide. It's just ludicrous that people have to, at the end of their life, or maybe even in the middle of their life, or when they're young, if they have a terminal illness, be subjected to who knows how much suffering. How much effort does one have to put in order to save one's own life? Is it also against God to not go to the doctor? Some people believe that going to the doctor is against God. Some people believe that going and taking their kids, for instance, to the medical system or getting eyeglasses for their kids is also against God because, well, if God wanted them to see, he would fix their vision. Right? I mean, there are religious people that believe that, too.
Indeed.
1-800-259-9231. So why aren't they all upset at everybody else who is going to see doctors for various different reasons? I guess there aren't enough of religious people like that, I suppose. Most religious people use the system, but anyway, more coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to jump into your calls here shortly. 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and they're all completely free. They include our Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's Facebook.com. www.freetalklive.com. Looking to buy some gold and or silver? Well, you can find them, and pretty darn good prices, too, over at gold.freetalklive.com. They've been selected to make it easy. That way you don't have to decide between hundreds of different pieces. There are maybe five choices there. I recently ordered some of the Lakota silver pieces. They're 1 ounce silver pieces, and they're very, very nice from over there at gold.freetalklive.com. So it's a great way to get the gold and silver that you're looking for and also help Free Talk Live out at the same time. Gold.freetalklive.com. To your phone calls we go, starting with Jim in Illinois. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Doing great, Jim. What's on your mind?
Well, got caught this afternoon disobeying a victimless or committing a victimless crime here in Illinois.
What happened?
Well, the revenue enforcement officer says he clocked me doing 50 in a 30 zone.
Hmm.
And got a couple of questions on this. First of all, looking at the ticket, and it says that he clocked me doing exactly 20 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
Back of the ticket says that all tickets are $75 unless you were doing over 20 miles an hour, in which case it's $95.
Got it.
Now, how much do you think I'm going to be charged on that? I think I know the answer, but I just kind of want to hear what you guys have to say.
Whatever it is beneath 95. I mean, you said it was something
I was doing
over
exactly 20 over, but the back of the ticket says if you're doing over 20 an hour, then it gets charged at the higher rate. I'm gonna venture a guess to say that they're gonna charge me the 95.
Well, they can't count.
Yeah, I mean, if it's over 20, that means 21 and up.
Unless it says 20 miles an hour over or higher. But if it says over 20 miles an hour above the posted speed limit, then you're all set, I would think.
Yeah. Well, here's my other thought. As you're aware, I live here in Illinois. There's no activists. Everything here is controlled by Big Brother, regardless of who you vote for. And going to jail to protest this thing is not an option.
Right.
Coupled with the fact that there's going to be some layoffs at my company here pretty soon. What ideas do you have to do anything about this?
I'd take it to traffic court.
Yeah, you could take it to court, tie up the system a little bit. What kind of consequences does that entail? Some places they'll try to get you to pay the fine up front in order to take things to trial. Do you know?
Well, here's the thing. I called last week about court costs for my wife's accident. And
dropped
her ticket, but she had to pay $200.
Yeah, and you broke down the court costs for us, and there's all kinds of absurdities in there.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they'd probably charge me with that, too. In addition to the ticket, I doubt that this ticket would be wiped off the record.
Yeah, you're pretty much screwed living in Illinois, and I don't know if there's anything you can do.
The only thing I could think of is be paying the $75 in singles.
It's something.
And if they decide to go ahead and charge me the extra 20 or the 90, or charge me the 20 over and above that, paying the rest of it in nickels.
I mean, well, is that more points on your license, though, if you get, I mean, just looking at it from the perspective of dollars and cents, is it more points on your license if you get a ticket for going more than 20 miles an hour over the posted speed limit? Because that could affect what you're paying in insurance as well.
Yeah, here's the thing. I honestly don't understand the points, what the point system here is in Illinois, because the last time I got a ticket, if I'm not mistaken, we didn't have a point system. So it's been well over 15 years since I got my last ticket.
Wow.
That's pretty clear.
Yeah,
dangerous
and
man.
The cop wouldn't just let me off with a warning either, by the way.
No, of course not.
I'm sorry, I said cop, I meant revenue enforcement officer.
The state needs revenue, you know. It's a tough time for them, too, so they've got to get it wherever they can.
You know, the village of Bolingbrook needs my money more than I do, so.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I think that you've got an idea there with the paying in ones and paying in nickels for above 75. I think that's something. And if you really want to stir it up, bring in a video camera as you make the payment.
That'll stir it up, all right.
Yeah, that'll stir it up. Every courthouse here in Illinois has no video camera signs up outside.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they scared of?
I don't know. Maybe they're meeting with the Illuminati. They don't want that to get out to Alex Jones. I don't know.
Yeah, I
couldn't tell you.
I wish there was a chance for you there out in Illinois, but it's like you said, there's no one around, right? I mean, who's out there supporting freedom?
No, just me and probably a handful of people across the state. That's
yeah, we've got a handful of people scattered across the state. We've got one affiliate in Illinois, Paris, Illinois. So maybe
yeah,
there's
I'd
some...
be honest, I have no clue where Paris, Illinois is. I'm just outside Chicago.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I don't know where it is either. It's somewhere in there.
Yeah, but I've mentioned in the past, but of course you guys don't remember, but I am a member of the Free State Project. I signed early on. But at this point, I don't see myself getting out there for at the very least 2 years.
Oh, you'd be surprised how fast 2 years ago, man. Start getting plans together, because that's not very long.
This is the one thing that was holding me back was money and not having the money to go. But something just happened recently that will make that a non-issue in about 2 years. So
that's great. Well, thank you, Jim, and good luck. Let us know what you end up deciding and how it goes, all right?
Hey, will do. Hey, love the show, guys. Keep it up. I'm fighting to get you guys on an affiliate here in the Chicago area.
So. Oh, that'd be great. Thanks so much for the call, and appreciate that effort. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Wes Bertrand recently over at CompleteLiberty.com, one of our friendly competitors, if you will, in the podcast realm. Great show, by the way. But Wes went out with his camera with a couple of his friends, and they had a video camera. And we had told you about how he went out and they where did they go the first time? The tax office, property tax office, where one of his friends was paying property taxes in all ones, much like I did here in Keene. And now they've done another video where Wes goes to the DMV and begins to ask questions of them about morality and things like that. And they didn't like that very much. They called the cops on him, and I think it's Hot for Liberty is the YouTube channel.
They were uncomfortable.
Yes. Even though the cop acknowledged that there is no law prohibiting video cameras in the various government offices around the state.
The law enforcement officer, however, enforced the wishes of the bureaucrats.
That's right. Because they were
uncomfortable. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Because that is what they do.
Well, even though, as Wes rightfully pointed out, there are 10 cameras in the DMV pointed in all kinds of different directions. So apparently it's our cameras that make them uncomfortable,
yes.
Not their cameras.
Right. Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They feel like they have some control over where their video goes.
They do. They've got the men with the guns. And there was a whole gang of them that were called out for this, too. It was amazing. So you can see that. I think it's Hot, YouTube channel Hot for Liberty. I'll double check that here in a moment. But 800-259-9231. We continue with Igor in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Igor.
Hello.
Igor, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this or not, but there's currently a resolution being debated in the House called H.R. 2221. It's with regards to data compromise. And the argument for this is that by passing this, they're going to be able to make it federal law that any company who has a...
I'll tell you what, you'll have to collect your thoughts, tell us about it in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because he created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're free, including our chat room. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at chat.freetalklive.com. That's chat.freetalklive.com. And coming up, your phone calls about anything.
Check out libertarianinternships.com if you're in college and, well, interested in production or journalism or state policy or public policy and in general. They have internships in public policy organizations. It's a great opportunity to be on the front line this summer. Spend 10 weeks working at SPN, the think tank in state and local issues, influence legislation and analyze regulations at the state level, help publish articles, editorials, or letters in state or local papers. The internship includes opening and closing career workshops in Washington, D.C. More than 45 organizations are available. Application deadline, January the 31st. It's libertarianinternships.com. There's a stipend, housing allowance, the whole deal. It's a job, man. They pay you. Libertarianinternships.com.
All right, so we're going to continue. Igor is on the line in Massachusetts. Now, I was trying to get a handle on what you were calling about, Igor, but I must say I'm in the dark still. So what's going on?
Igor. Hello?
You're on the air. What were you calling about tonight?
All right, well, so this resolution that's going through the House right now...
Is this Massachusetts in Massachusetts or the state level? Or the
federal level. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to dictate how businesses need to report data breaches, security breaches, to any affected customers. Now, because their argument is that since every state has different reporting requirements, that they're going to be able to standardize this whole thing. And I think it's the stupidest thing ever because it increases the cost of doing business, primarily. Go ahead.
How is it that it increases the cost of doing business?
Well, it would increase the cost doing business because they're going to have to be stuck filling out all this bureaucratic paperwork and whatever else the state decides to throw at them. It's kind of like what happens when we try to regulate things like so-called monopolies, which really, in my opinion, don't exist. And they have all this antitrust legislation. It's just really stupid. I mean, the way it should be done is every business should have, I mean, obviously they have an incentive to their customers to report anything like that, because if they don't, they'll end up with a lot of unhappy customers if they find out later.
You'd think so.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I just think it's really stupid how they're trying to dictate how businesses need to run their business. I believe you actually said it, it wasn't yesterday. It must have been on Friday's episode. I caught it yesterday, though. It was, I think you had asked, Ian, about should government run your business for you? It was something like that.
Well, clearly no. And that's what you're saying they're doing here is there are already different laws around the country as far as what – so, for instance, if a company has their credit card files broken into, then they're required by various different state governments to somehow tell their customers about that, as though they wouldn't normally do it anyway. And how would the state find out whether or not they reported it in the first place? So it's still incumbent upon the company to do the right thing, regardless of what the law says.
Yeah. There's really no way to enforce that I could see.
Well, you'd have to have somebody on the inside basically snitch out the company. So if a company had its files broken into and it was aware of it and they decided to not report that, to not inform their customers that their credit card numbers might be in jeopardy, that somebody would have to be on the inside of the company who would snitch them out to the state. And in the absence of the state, they would be able to, you know, release that publicly on a website or to, you know, a local television station or some sort of consumer advocacy group. There would be other alternatives to publicize such a violation of trust, which is really what that is. Thanks, Igor, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. But either way, it requires the people inside the company to do what's right. And if they don't do what's right and word gets out about it, whether we're talking about a governmental situation or not, then the market will punish them.
I mean, I've looked at the summary for this bill here, and it does look like it is going to mandate some things that would probably drive up the cost of business. Anybody engaged in interstate commerce that has whatever they're defining here as personal information have to establish security policies and procedures. I'm sure most states are already requiring that, if not all of them, but the feds could make it more onerous. They're also saying the FTC would require a standard method or methods for destroying obsolete non-electronic data and a whole bunch of other things. I guess the FTC can conduct audits, which gives them access to everybody's personal information.
You can pretty much guarantee that if the federal government's going to get into creating regulations for your business, it's going to cost you more to do business.
A
lot
more.
Let's talk to Anthony in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Anthony.
Good afternoon. Could I bring up a topic that was left over from Friday?
Sure. Saturday night, I recall your call. You called the very end of the show, and we were running out of time, and I invited you to call during the week, and you did. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Well, it has to do with the definition of communism and what we're really dealing with here in America, which is fascism. The three stages of communism were what? The 1917 October Revolution. And then the dictatorship of the proletariat, but that turned out to be a dictatorship over the proletariat in USSR.
Yep.
And finally, the withering of the state. Now, so two and three haven't happened there, and it's certainly not happening here. What is happening
never
here?
They're never going to happen. I mean, nobody who takes over power is going to give it over to the proletariat. And at no point is the state ever going to wither when the state has power. I mean, why would anyone give up their job that pays them?
Exactly.
But I would question this, just the entire definition of fascism. For one, there are plenty of things that are state-run around here. I mean, the state does own a portion of banks. It owns insurance companies. It owns auto manufacturers. It certainly owns the post office.
It's really a mix, Mark. It's a fascist-socialist mix.
Right.
Well, that's socialism. That's not fascism. Fascism is the unholy alliance between the politicians, the state and the corporations,
mm-hmm.
where the corporations now have usurped control over the state, the politicians. It's called inverted totalitarianism. It used to be the state over the corporations, but now it's the corporations over the state. And the state and the corporations are, besides fascist, imperialistic. What they do is they invade a country, they genocide the people, and they extract the natural mineral resources. So what we're dealing with here is a very bad American shadow of genocide, of fascism plus imperialism, and it's genocidal. What do you think?
I think that there's absolutely fascism in America, and I think there's also absolutely socialism in America, and I think it's a mix, a very unique mix.
I think you're going to have a difficult time convincing people of genocidal, because, you know, when they think of that, they think of the systematic elimination of a particular race of people, and I don't think that the American military is about doing that. That basically what they're about doing is enforcing the will of the politicians and the corporations that own those politicians, as you say. However, they don't go systematically and kill every man, woman, and child.
They just happen to kill a lot of people.
Well, let me put on my professor's hat and enlighten you. The Palestinians are being genocided. The original Americans were genocided. The American Africans in the urban ghettos are being genocided. The Iraqis are being genocided. And now the Afghans, they don't forget about the Guatemalans.
I certainly agree with some of the older examples. Obviously, the Native Americans, I guess you could, that was an American genocide, and I don't see how you can call that
right.
anything but a systematic extermination of the Indians in North America. As far as what's
blacks
going on today,
breeding pretty well. Guatemalans doing pretty good. Afghanis, yeah, certainly there's a war going on, but systematic elimination, not so much.
Well, they did to the Iraqis exactly what they did to the original Americans. They ethnically cleansed all the, not all, the vast majority of the potent males. So now they've got a docile, weak, except for the insurgents, a populace. And
it seems to me that we're splitting hairs over killing. I mean, there's a lot of killing going on. There's no doubt about that there's a lot of killing going on, and I don't support any of it. I thank you for the call, Anthony. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door?
Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231, inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you like the fact that we give you all the features on the site for free, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, you can get your shopping done at amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, one of the things I don't think you can get at Amazon is the Totasac. You're going to have to go to totasac.com for that one. TOTASAK.com. And if you hate making extra trips back into the home, back out to the car to carry in more grocery bags, you need to know about the Totasac. You need to try it out. It's a handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States, designed to carry to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. Go to totasac.com, get yourself a family pack today. And if you're lucky, tonight, I think we've got a two-pack to give away. So stay tuned for that opportunity. Totasac carries more than you can, a lot more. Totasac.com. As we continue with your calls, we'll go to Lark, listening in Texas. Lark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you guys?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to the discussion regarding the last caller, and I have to ask, are you all familiar with the term communitarianism or communitarian law?
Not particularly, Nick, Mark.
I've heard the term, but I haven't studied it deeply.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the term in relation, you know, in contrast to libertarianism or individualism, but I don't know it very well.
Well, perhaps I can shed a little bit of light. I've been studying it now for 4 years.
Okay.
And communitarian law is actually the law of this country. And it has been for 25 or 30 years. It's been hiding in plain sight. The people that generally discuss it are people in think tanks, quote-unquote policy circles, upper academia,
Well, the definition
officers.
Of communitarian is a member or supporter of a small cooperative or a collectivist community.
That's not exactly... Well, I mean, Wikipedia is giving a different definition of the ideology here, which is for communitarianism, as a group of related but distinct philosophies, began in the 20th century, opposing exalted forms of individualism, not necessarily hostile to social liberalism or even social democracy. It emphasizes the need to balance individual rights and interests with that of the community as a whole.
So a communitarian would believe that people can have more rights if they get together. Is that the idea?
Well, communitarians are collectivists.
Mm-hmm.
George Bush 1 and 2 are both communitarians. Newt Gingrich, Sarah Palin, Mike Huckabee.
I doubt they would admit
it. I hear a lack of Democrats in what you're mentioning.
Well, it goes further. Barack Obama's a communitarian. Both of the Clintons are communitarian.
You pretty much have to be a collectivist to be in the federal government, with the exception of Ron Paul, maybe.
Well, it's here's for the benefit of yourselves and your listeners. I mean, I'll tell you where I first started learning. I actually got my first education from a woman who lives in a Mongolian yurt in Alaska. And she's been researching this stuff for 10 years. The keywords that are relevant would be anti-communitarian league. And they actually have an online book. Her and her daughter wrote this book called The Anti-Communitarian Manifesto. And it's divided in two parts. Part one is, what is the Hegelian dialectic? And part two is the historical evolution of communitarian thinking.
Okay. Well, I don't really care if somebody wants to be a communitarian, as long as I'm not forced into their little commune.
We are forced. That's my point.
Well, clearly the government is using force on people. That's obvious. But it doesn't really matter to me what they consider themselves. The issue to me is whether or not they're using force.
No, I appreciate where you're coming from. I was quite active with the Ron Paul campaign in 2007 mm-hmm. and 8 in my neck of the woods. But what I'm trying to clue you into is a fact. We're not talking conspiracy theory or conjecture.
Is this supposed to be news? I mean, that the people that run the federal government are collectivists? I mean, that seems like old news to me.
It's a specific type of collectivism, and it is communitarian. Even Obama's first appointment to the Supreme Court is a communitarian.
So what are you getting at?
Are these people who identify themselves as communitarians? I mean, I don't know how valuable this term is to me, this communitarian term. I mean, I can wander around the streets of Keene, New Hampshire, and point out and say, that person's a communitarian, that person's a communitarian. I don't know that it does any good for me. I mean, I can call them Lilliputians, but it doesn't really matter. What matters is whether or not they're willing to use force or violence to get what they want. They don't identify themselves as communitarians, right?
Well, actually, they do, and yet many of them are actually just opportunists or unwitting dupes to the overarching agenda. I think we can say this is true of most of our members, even in Congress, even in our state houses, even in our courthouses.
Yeah, I would think that most politicians lack any real kind of consistent and principled philosophical drive. They might talk about having a philosophy or principles, but most politicians will do whatever is politically expedient. So
they can get power.
Right, they can get power and they can hold on to power.
You're absolutely right, and this is how they become useful tools to the communitarians' overarching agenda.
Okay, so I guess here's what I want to know from you. I mean, you said it's not a conspiracy theory, but it certainly is taken on that tone as far as from where I'm sitting, from what I'm hearing. And I have to ask you is, what is the relevance of all this? Okay, so what you're saying is there are people who are communitarians that are puppet masters, and they are using the lower-level politicians to their benefit to propagate their ideas of communitarianism or communitarianism, and then what?
Well, let me try to be very succinct and clear.
Great, because we're short on time.
Okay. I'm telling you for a fact that our government is communitarian, and it has been since
so what? This is old news, dude. They, of course, look, it doesn't matter to me whether they're communitarian or, like you said, jujubes or whatever the heck the other word was that Mark used.
Lilliputians.
Yeah, I don't care. Lilliputians or their Bilderbergers or whatever the hell the Illuminati or Masons or whatever. What matters is whether they're trying to hurt people. And the clear answer is yes, they are. Yes, of course they are. So, we've known that for a long time.
So we must stop these Lilliputians.
Right. So what is the relevance of this? I mean, are you trying to... This is one of those things where somebody... You're just basically trying to show everybody what you believe is behind the curtain as though that really has any kind of relevance to what we're going to do about it, right?
Well, actually, I'm a futilitarian if I was to put a label of on myself.
What does that mean?
A futilitarian is a person who is a non-believer of any beliefs.
So, like a nihilist?
No.
Yeah, nihilist.
A nihilist believes in nothing. And nothing is actually something in the same way that zero is something.
No, zero is nothing.
So you're a futilitarian believing that human hopes are vain and human strivings unjustified. So basically, you don't really care about the fact that there are communitarians out there because, well, you have no hope, right?
Actually, I wouldn't be calling your program if I had the attitude that I didn't care.
One who holds the view that human endeavor is futile?
No, that's not the definition.
I'm looking at the dictionary.
I don't care what the dictionary says. A dictionary gives at least three definitions.
Give me your definition, then.
A futilitarian, as I accept it.
You accept that you're being ruled by others?
I'm sorry?
You accept that you are being ruled by others?
That's not what I am averring here.
Okay. What do you accept?
I'm simply saying that in its simplest form, a futilitarian is a non-believer in beliefs, all beliefs, including belief systems.
Uh-huh.
It's that simple.
And so what are you going to do about the communitarians? That's what I want to know.
Well,
call some more radio shows?
Pardon me?
What are you going to do? Go ahead, quick.
Well, obviously this is a topic of derision for the two of you, so I will simply leave this with you. The key words are living outside the dialectic.
All right. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Got no answers? You don't have a conversation. More coming up. You can bring up anything.
Seems like a lot of words that identify.
Seems like a pointless argument, actually. Yeah. I mean, I would generally agree, I guess, based on the definition.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Here.
I just, you know, why rename everything?
Yeah. Well, because he knows something you don't, Mark.
I that's the feeling I was getting.
Yeah. Hour number two is coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns.